We thank Larry Cornelius and Kathy Odom for filling in for Brother Tim. As you know, he is has very severe back pain, and I hope you're keeping him faithfully in your prayers. We are grateful for wonderful people who can fill in the gap, but we miss Brother Tim when he's not here. And so let's be praying for him that God will give him a full and complete recovery. Take your Bible, please, and find the book of Nahum, chapter 2. Nahum, chapter 2. God is, fill in the blank. God is love. It's true, He is. God is patient. Yes. God is kind. Indeed, He is. God is gracious. You bet. God is merciful. That's right. But that's not all that God is. God is also holy and righteous and wrathful against sin. Now, some today do not want such a God. They want a God who is love and kindness and goodness, but they don't want a God who is righteous and holy, and certainly they don't want a God who is a God of wrath. So many today want a domesticated God. They want a tame God, a God who does their bidding, a God who's like a celestial bellhop or like a heavenly errand boy, a God that they want to make in their own image, who performs at their command. It's not going to happen. All the wishing and thinking and hoping and praying for such a God is vain and futile. This is the message of the prophet Nahum, that God is in control of this universe. He is sovereign, He rules, and He reigns, and this God is a God of wrath. And so tonight I want you to think with me about this theme, the day of God's wrath. Now, just a little background. If you were here last week, just bear with me and give me 60 seconds to just give a quick review. The book of Nahum, the three chapters that make up the prophecy of Nahum, are directed against the ancient kingdom of Assyria and its capital city, Nineveh. The Assyrians rule the ancient Near East in the 8th century B.C. and in the 7th century B.C., that is, before Christ. The ancient Assyrians were a ruthless, bloodthirsty people. And as they expanded their kingdom, as they conquered other nations, they looted and plundered surrounding nations, including the northern kingdom of Israel, which fell to the Assyrians in 722 B.C. And then later, the Assyrians, you can read about it in Kings, the Assyrians came and besieged the southern kingdom of Judah and captured some of the territory, but they were unsuccessful in capturing the capital city of Jerusalem. And so these were difficult days in which Nahum gave this prophecy. Difficult days for the chosen people of God, the people of Judah, the Jewish people. The prophet Nahum gave this prophecy sometime between 663 B.C. and 612 B.C. when Nineveh fell. And this prophecy is given about Syria and its capital, Nineveh, but it's given to the people of Judah, God's people. And in this second chapter that we have for our consideration tonight, we read of the fall of the capital of Nineveh. So, with that in mind, would you take your Bible in hand, and would you follow along as I begin reading in chapter 2, verse 1, and we'll read the entire chapter through verse 13. An attacker advances against you, Nineveh. Guard the fortress. Watch the road. Brace yourselves. Marshal all your strength. The Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel, though destroyers have laid them waste and have ruined their vines. The shields of His soldiers are red. The warriors are clad in scarlet. The metal on the chariots flashes on the day they are made ready. The spears of pine are brandished. The chariots storm through the streets, rushing back and forth through the squares. They look like flaming torches. They dart about like lightning. He summons his picked troops, yet they stumble on their way. They dash to the city wall. The protective shield is put in place. The river gates are thrown open and the palace collapses. It is decreed that the city be exiled and carried away. Its slave girls moan like doves and beat upon their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool and its water is draining away. Stop, stop, they cry, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. The supply is endless, the wealth of all its treasures. She is pillaged, plundered, stripped. Hearts melt. Knees give way. Bodies tremble. Every face grows pale. Where now is the lion's den? The place where they feed their young, where the lion and the lioness went, and the cubs with nothing to fear. The lion killed enough for its cubs and strangled the prey for its mate, filling his lairs with kill and his dens with the prey. I'm against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will burn up your chariots in smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions. I will leave you no prey on the earth. The voices of your messengers will no longer be heard. As we work our way through this chapter, then I want you to see with me, first of all, in verse 1, a warning that's given to Nineveh. The warning